You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary Borders takes a look back at over 50 years behind the Pine Curtain.
50 years ago, our family left Allenstown, New Hampshire, and eventually crossed into Texas. We pulled a U-Haul trailer with our teal-green 1964 Mercury Comet. It took about 10 days and nearly 2,000 miles on the road. The first stop was for lunch at a cafe in downtown Linden. We all ordered hamburgers and fries. When the food arrived, I was nonplussed to find my burger loaded with lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. What? A salad on a hamburger? My mother informed me that was a Texas burger. I picked off the offending vegetables and added ketchup to the bun. After years of listening to my parents discussing moving somewhere, anywhere, where they did not have to endure 6 months of winter, a moving van showed up one day in June. We were headed to Longview, where my paternal grandfather lived. It was an epic voyage. Three boys were crammed in the back seat, dodging cigarette ashes flicked out the window that whipped into the back seat of our un-air-conditioned car. It was a different time. My parents took their time heading south, stopping at the Gettysburg battlefield for a day, in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee for another. We slept in inexpensive motels and ate cheaply. My parents had to be careful with money, since they didn't know how long my dad would be out of work. After eating my burger without the rabbit food, we headed to Longview. Carl Borders, my jovial grandfather, was tickled to see us. He treated us to dinner at Wyatt's Cafeteria on High Street, the first cafeteria not attached to a school that I recall attending. I ordered English pea salad because it looked interesting. Cold peas, mayonnaise, and cheese cubes. This sparked a lifelong love of that salad. Adapting to living in East Texas took time. The summer heat and humidity came as a shock. My grandfather, a Boy Scout executive, enlisted me in Troop 201 and onto a 50-mile hike not long after we arrived. The trek started in Uncertain on Caddo Lake and was supposed to end back in Longview. I fell out somewhere east of Marshall. My parents had to retrieve me. I was too woozy from heat exhaustion to be embarrassed. By the time school started, my dad was working as a sign painter on contract to Texas Eastman. We bought a ranch-style house on South 12th Street that was probably twice as large as our home in Allenstown. I made friends in the neighborhood and started 8th grade at Foster Junior High. I quickly surmised it was in my interest and chances of survival to lose the Yankee French-Canadian accent. I never lost the Yankee attitude, however. In the past half century, I've lived in Texas for all but 11 months. There was a short stint in Missouri and another in Kansas. But most of my years have been behind the Pine Curtain, the past 10 or so back in Longview. I wonder sometimes, but not often, what my life would have been like if we'd stayed in New Hampshire. I visit most every summer when the dog days of summer here require fleeing. But my blood has become too thin to consider living where snowdrifts are common in winter. East Texas in the spring and autumn is lovely. The people here are like those anywhere else, generally good folks with a sprinkling of knotheads. Some might consider me in the latter category. For now, and maybe for my remaining days, East Texas will be my home. I've learned not to predict what turns life will take. Part of me is intrigued about living somewhere else, especially when it's 97 degrees outside on a June afternoon. And I still haven't really learned to like rabbit food on my burger.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.